Welcome to part one of the five-part series designed to enable ISV business success through partner and channel development. In this installment, we will be discovering the partner ecosystem and the case for partnership. Take advantage of the resources in MPN, the Microsoft Partner Network. Learn how to partner with Microsoft and channel partners for business development and growth. Learn success tips that apply to every ISV, including a true startup with very little infrastructure, resources, or revenues, a mid-stage ISV with some structure, channel, and revenues, or a large ISV who wants to improve their Microsoft relationship. Hello, my name is Gail Mercer McKay.
Hi, and I'm Diana Kreklow. Gail and I have worked in the Microsoft partner community for several years, helping ISVs grow their business by leveraging what Microsoft can offer.
And Diana, you actually spent a number of those years at Microsoft as a partner account manager, helping ISVs get the most out of the channel.
Absolutely. It was actually one of the best jobs I've ever had. In fact, that's where you and I first met.
You're right. I was running sales and marketing for a small ISV that was trying to leverage the Microsoft ecosystem to sell our solution around the world, and you were a partner account manager who really helped me learn how to speak Microsoft.
Yeah, is that because there are so many acronyms at Microsoft?
Well, yes and no. Microsoft does have a lot of acronyms, but it was really more about understanding where we fit in the Microsoft ecosystem and what was available to me as a partner so that we could gain traction in the market. Really, it was all about sales.
Yeah, but Gail, what I really remember is that you followed the framework that we're going to present today and you experienced a lot of success with that.
You're right. When I started with the ISV, we had no revenues, no customers. We were simply an idea. We developed our solution on the Microsoft platform and took it to market using everything that MPN and the channel had to offer. We grew from zero revenues to a multi-million dollar company with enterprise customers around the world in less than 2 years.
So you agree then that the steps that we're going to present to the audience today are a fit for every size of an ISV?
Absolutely.
Before we begin, let's talk about who these sessions are ideal for and why they should attend. These sessions are about growing your business. We will talk and walk you through the five building blocks that you need to implement too. First, align to Microsoft and understand where you fit. Take advantage of the Microsoft brand to help you sell. Maximize Microsoft Partner Network resources to get noticed. And best practice tips and tricks that successful ISVs are using today.
That's great, Diana. Today's session actually is entitled The Partner Ecosystem and the Case for Partnership. What we're going to do today is explore the types of partners and identify the value of your relationship both with Microsoft and other partners in the ecosystem so you can determine if building a channel is right for you.
Let's begin with a slide that was used in a great presentation, how to plug into the Microsoft sales machine. It's still available on MPN to watch, and we recommend you taking a look. This slide shows you how Microsoft is organized. We have the engineering, sales and marketing, and shared services. So it can help you better understand when you're dealing with Microsoft, which part of the organization they fit into. Let's describe the way Microsoft sees the partner ecosystem. We have independent software vendors. These are yourselves, most of the audience today, I believe, Gail, and they specialize in making and selling software designed for mass and niche markets. Value-added resellers, they distribute this company's products worldwide and advise customers on volume licensing. Systems integrators, they recommend, deploy, customize, and manage Microsoft-based solutions for their customers. Certified Partner Learning Services have taught, tested, and certified more than 1 million people at some level of expertise in Microsoft products. Original equipment manufacturers, they pre-install Windows on PCs they sell, account for about a third of Microsoft's revenue and a large percentage of its profits. Small Business Specialist Community, they address the holistic ITs of the small business. So this is how Microsoft sees it, but now,
this is how we want you to see it. You are in the middle, and Microsoft becomes one of the potential partners in your ecosystem. You can build relationships with other partners, for example, systems integrators, learning partners, OEM, and Microsoft. Microsoft manages ISVs in multiple ways. You can call the 1-800 Support Center. They supply partners with support, technical advisory hours within your competency. They can help with challenges, roadmaps, technology reviews. And then based on your competency status, you can receive help from a Telepam. This is a global, centralized Telepam support center. Everybody says, how do I get managed? How do I get a dedicated account manager? But that really shouldn't be your focus. It should be, how do I approach all of these resources and this large ecosystem? Where do I fit for maximum revenue and profitability?
You will be missing out if you spend all your time trying to get Microsoft's attention instead of harnessing all of these resources that are already available to you. So don't miss out. Consider channel partnerships. Do you know, Gail, channel partnerships can get very complicated very fast. So let's try and qualify for the audience when and how our channel partnerships are appropriate and what benefits do ISVs gain from partnerships?
Great idea.
Okay, first, growth, expanding into new markets. Revenue, scaling faster through a wider reach. Vertical, fast tracking your horizontal solution into new markets. Innovation, extending technology with new capability. So, those are just a few, but there is also the other side of it. Am I really ready for the channel?
You know, Diana, that is the single most important thing you have said so far. Can you repeat it? Because really, that is where and why ISVs fail. They aren't ready to build a channel because they don't always understand the investment required or the building blocks that they need to have in place to drive a successful partner channel model.
That's right. So let's talk about Microsoft's model and how they support ISVs. They have the Microsoft Partner Network program that provides a variety of tools, services, education, incentives, and partnering-to-partnering opportunities. Throughout Microsoft, you will hear terms like I'm managed, unmanaged, recruit, I'm in the incubation program, depth, breadth, high potential. Microsoft has various partner programs that are designed and developed for specific technologies and business groups. They can also provide you with partner-to-partner events that are designed to connect the right partners together in the community.
And don't forget, there's also the IAMCP, the International Association of Microsoft Channel Partners, which has thousands of members around the globe and is responsible for over $1 billion in P2P revenue every year. And of course, Microsoft's biggest business conference for partners to develop business relationships with senior leadership from both Microsoft and the partner community. The Worldwide Partner Conference will be held in Washington, D.C. this year in July, and there will be breakout sessions specifically designed to help ISVs grow their channel.
So let's talk a little bit about the Microsoft Partner Network. There are 430,000 businesses or partners with more than 160 million mutual customers worldwide leveraging these resources somewhat.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yes, and out of that, there's approximately 48,000 ISVs.
Wow, that is a lot of ISVs building innovation on the Microsoft platform. So how would an ISV get started in the Microsoft Partner Network?
Well, the first way to get started is to first you want to register your company and get an identification number. It's free and it gets you started in the community at the entry level. The next level is a Microsoft Action Pack, which provides you with a number of benefits while you plan to qualify for the highest level and a silver or gold competency. I think MPN is fantastic, and I know you do too, Gail, but why don't we bring in a partner who can highlight some of the terrific benefits that they've used on MPN to help fuel growth?
Great idea. Susie Ibbotson is the VP of Marketing for Novantas, and they're a unique partner because they're both an SI and an ISV. Susie, thanks for joining us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Novantas and how you use MPN to grow your business?
Perfect. Thanks, Gail. Novantas started out as a traditional SI, but we've evolved over the years to also offer managed services as well as two ISV products. We have a member management system built on Dynamics CRM and a contract lifecycle management solution built on SharePoint.
What elements of MPN are most valuable to you as you try to grow these products?
Well, I'm in marketing, so I love the go-to-market campaigns, the logo builder tool, telescripts, and campaign content. I'm also a huge fan of CSAT, the customer satisfaction survey tool. As a silver or gold partner, it is free, and it helps me survey all of my customers regularly. What I love about it is that it bubbles up my customer champions. I can quickly find out who my promoters are, and I regularly tap into them for case studies, speaking events, and reference requests. They help us drive our business more.
Have you used MPN to build your channel at all?
Great question. We have built our channel two ways, both in finding partners to resell our products as well as finding great ISVs to partner with.
How do you find the right ISVs and what are you looking for?
We meet them at IMCP events, Microsoft WPC, and through Pinpoint and at industry conferences.
Well, how do you engage? What do you look for?
Usually a deal drives our first encounter. Either we have a gap and are looking for a specific solution, or the ISV has an opportunity that needs a skill set we can provide. It is rare for us to agree to a partnership without a specific first opportunity to work on together.
What kinds of partnerships have you structured that have worked for you?
We have partnered with Alar, and we drive joint engagements together that serve a mutual purpose, software sales for them and projects for us. We have partnered with a data center provider to build our private cloud and managed services offerings. And of course, we have several ISVs that we regularly work with for social media, business intelligence, and mobile solutions.
So if an ISV watching today wanted to build a channel relationship with you, what would you tell them?
For us, it is all about revenue, profits, and customer satisfaction. A new partnership requires an investment on our part, so it's not going to happen unless there is a deal. We also look at the big picture and the long-term potential. We want partners that are invested in remaining current on the Microsoft platform and that are driving a market-leading industry solution.
Susie, any final tips for ISVs watching today who want to emulate you and grow?
The fastest way to grow your network and your channel is at WPC. In one place, you have the business leaders from Microsoft and all the partners for 4 days. You need to plan who you want to meet with to maximize your time investment. However, the ad hoc meetings can sometimes be just as good. WPC is a priority investment for us every year.
Susie, thanks so much for joining us. I'll see you in Washington in July.
I'll see you there too and at the Canadian party.
Don't you forget that Canadian party.
I will not.
You know how to have fun.
We do.
Gail, that was terrific. And thank you, Susie. It was very informative, and it appears that Susie is maximizing all of the resources that have enabled NetVentus to grow in a traditional SI to a diverse partner who is also an ISV and a cloud provider. Susie made a great point early on when she talked about the Microsoft Partner Network content.
You're right, Diana. MPN is a rich resource for ISVs. And if you navigate to the ISV resource page on MPN, you will have everything at your fingertips, from how to make the most out of your MS partnership, how to take advantage of online training and resources, and how to promote and sell your solutions.
Yes, and the Solution Accelerator Toolkit is great. It's full of templates and ebooks, demand generation tools, and other marketing resources to help ISVs grow their business and build their channels.
You're right. There's a lot of benefits associated with MPN, and we've only just scratched the surface so far. So take the time to find out about MPN and what elements can best help you.
Great. So in summary, we've covered today that the Microsoft Partner System is broad, deep, and wide. However, if you focus exclusively on trying to get Microsoft's attention, you're probably missing out. There is a rich ecosystem of partners who can help you get to market faster, and in the next few sessions, we're going to teach you how to identify and build the right channel partner program for you. See you next week on Building Your Microsoft Partnership Plan.
Goodbye, thanks for coming.
Goodbye, thank you.